Rosh Hashlishi. Asher Shashlishi She'ein Ro'oi Limnois Mitzvois She'ein Nogois Lederis. They're mitzvahs, but they're not Nogois Lederis. Then they're not in the minyan. Correct? Let me start the following and tell you the Rav Zichrono Livracha related to us that one Leil Shavuos he was discussing with his father Zichrono Livracha what is the when one violates a Horas Novi, a Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not part of Tayag Mitzvahs, is the Ogal Divrei Novi. Okay, let's start with the background. Okay, the Midrash Chinuch asks, why is it that you shouldn't, if you violate Torah, you should be Chai Mitzvah Shemayim from Ogal Divrei Novi? So what the Rav used to say is that Torah is different. Torah is asay and lo yisaseh, chay v'mises bezdin, chay v'krisis, chay v'mises shemayim, malchus, a different set of rules. Okay. So the question is, hanicha. Tayag mitzvahs. What are mitzvahs which is the show? When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hoy matcha," he wouldn't have picked it up. Hoy about the v'yatzmoy. There was an issue about a mond, which we're going to talk about later, or whatever. We told him to make a nechas nechoshes. He didn't do it, or whatever, whichever you like. What about that? Is the chibis of shemayim that? That's what he said that he and his father Zichrono Livracha were thinking about. Okay. So, what I would like to say, and that I think this the seed of the shayish, is that. In my mi ani lichna lachnis rishi bein aholim, by me it's a double poshet. There's no chibis de shemayim, and I'll explain to you why. Because had the mitzvahs which are ro'as shah had not been terah, excuse the double negative, okay, then you wouldn't need a shirish to tell you that not in minyan mitzvahs. And what the Ram is going to tell you is that this Torah Tzivulon Moshe, Moirosha Kivus Yaakov. And the minyan mitzvah, the minyan from Moirosha, which ain't no hefsik. So it means, as far as the first part of the pasuk is concerned, you could have imagined mitzvah ain't on the Hoygis Lederis in this minyan. Okay? So if that's correct, so you have to conclude that the mitzvahs which were Hiro Ashur are Teira. And by being Teira, Memela, there's no Evar Divinomi. Okay. Whether we're going to go on this further, to give you a prelude to what we might talk about in the future, it could be that you see the question is all Nevuah, which was incorporated into Torah. I'm not sure exactly how far to go into this, but the Rambam clearly says at the end of the Sheirish, they were talking here about Psukim. See, because the Rambam really set up two rules for mitzvah so far. He set up one rule that it's Neman Moshe Misinai, and another rule that it's Mikos HaTorah. So, towards the end of the Sheilish, he says, "Im nimna kol tziva shebo b'mitzrayim, b'chol ma shebo b'miluyim, v'zulosim, kulam ksuvim batera." So as far as Teire is concerned, they're okay. Okay? And what he's going to do over here is a major flip. And he said the word Sinai is not a it's not a place or time. Dehainu, that a mitzvah, which was a lashah, which happened to be said in Har Sinai, would not necessarily be Nem L'Moshe Misinai. Okay? And we'll see that as we go on. But this is the yisrid of this sheirish that we're talking about over here is Teira. And that's the chiddush, that even though it's Teira, it's not Minyan HaMitzvah. That is the point here. And that's major. So, okay, let's continue. Da! Now, he's going into the Chachmei HaMesira, Omrom. Okay, Omrom is their memra. Who are they? The Matiki HaShmua. Da, ki Omrom, Shesh Me'oros U'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvahs, Nemru Loi L'Moshe B'Sinai. Okay? He's not attacking it in terms of Mikos HaTera, because all the things in Mitzrayim and whatever you want are there, correct? Are in the Tera, okay? So what he's going to try to tell you, what he's doing here is major, okay? See, I would have said that there's a new corollary over here. That mitzvah day is not minyan mitzvahs. Okay? What he's going to try to do is continue with the two corollaries which he set up in the first two shoshim. You need ksuvei atera, and you need nema l'moshe misinai, and mitzvah she'eino nogis l'deiris are not nema l'moshe misinai. This is going to be like a major thing he's going to try to do. And this is what he does. Listen, he continues like this. Da! Ki om shesh me'os ha'sholosh ha'simid mitzvahis nemo moshe b'sinai meira ala yes ha'minyin hazeh hu minyin ha'mitzah no'ogis l'deiris. Okay. Lefi she'mitzah she'enu no'ogis l'deiris en kesher lehen b'sinai. Nemu b'sinai, oloi nem, oi b'zulos, o b'zulos. He says, whether it was said in Sinai, physically, I don't exactly talk about a physical nem, you know, I'm talking about, you know, they call in Gemara lingo nechatimsa, was said on Sinai, that's irrelevant. We're not talking about Sinai in terms of the place or the time. We're talking about Sinai with the concept, and that concept of Sinai is the concept of Tayag mitzvahs. And that's what he's trying to say, that these mitzvahs, which are Ro'ashah, were not named on the Moshe Sinai, even though they were said at Sinai. Okay? It's very odd that he's taken on himself to do this, because he could have said that it says, Teret Tzivu L'Ara Moshe, Mo'ashah Kilus Yaakov, he need Moshe also. He could have added a new corollary. So he's basically saying this new corollary is really not new, but it's redefining what the word Sinai is. And he's ending up at the moment only with two corollaries. You need Mikos HaTera, and you need Nem L'Moshe B'Sinai. Okay?
Until now, Sinai just means not the Rabbanan, as far as we know.
No, because he used the Sinai in the second Sheirish also, because that means not the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon will moitzi it, because Nemon Moshe Misinai, you give him midas with Nemon Moshe Misinai. So he uses See, he has not used really, hello, he has not really used, you know, it's very strange. See, he could have hit in Sherish Bay, he just said it's not because of Taylor. But he tries to do everything, is not both. You're missing in Sherish Aleph on both counts. That's what he says, the end. There's not Nemon Moshe Sinai, but at the end he says that it's not because of Torah. And in Sherish Beis, it's also, if it's not because of Torah, you give me this, but it's also not Nemon Moshe Sinai, because the Rabbanan might see it, okay? But here, this one, okay, he can only hit from one of them, not from the other one, because they are because of Torah, and he says very explicitly at the end, they are because of Torah. But the problem is, they're not Nemon Moshe Sinai, and because of, I don't know why he wants to do this, okay? He redefines what Sinai is, and that's what he's going to do over here, okay? And a priori, there's no reason to do that. He could have had the whole thing. I don't know if it's Kielu, it's neater if you work with the same rules all the time. I'm not sure exactly what he's trying, what the purpose is over here, but I can only tell you that phenomenon is occurring. Okay, what's saying? Just give me a chance. We didn't even read it yet. You know, you said that. The Ram doesn't say that. We'll see why the Ram doesn't say that, okay? But say it, but you can know if you want. You can screw the Ram. But let's see what he says. The Omnum Kivnu Bi Omrom Besinai, this Maimah of the Matiki Hashmur, what the Kavona was when they said Sinai, Kivnu. It's very careful. In other words, Kivnu is not the place, is not the time, okay? Li'ika HaTeira. Okay? And the amazing thing over here, Li'ika HaTeira, is the word Atzel, is also over here. The same word of Sheresh, okay, which is used of Ikrim and Anofim in Sherish Beis, and the same word which he uses for all Yudal Shoshim, which are basically a klal, here he means, you see, basically there are three Arabic definitions of the word Atzel, okay? The old ones are Sheresh and Ikrim, and the newer one is klal. So L'chay, when he's referring to all the Yud-Dalet Shoshim, he means klal, okay? The problem is you have to work on the truth of the Ma'ase Nisim, which we pointed out that it's not clear that's true, okay? In Sherish Beis, he's talking about a Sherish and a Nofim, okay? Here, he's talking about Ika and Tofel. And the word Ika is, you see, Ika, you will see Ika is like a root, okay? But he's using it in a different sense. He's using it as the main, as opposed to the side thing, okay? The peripheral, okay? It's the same word. The Omnom. Kivnu the Omnom is Sinai. Li'ika atera shenisinosa hoyisa besinai. So we talk about the ik when he says nemel moshe misinai. Now is ika atera, okay? Before nemel moshe misinai was mafkia de rabbonon. Before that's in Sherish Aleph and Sherish Beis, it's mafkia that the Rabbonim won't motzi, that's what we call the Rabbonim. And here, Nemo Moshe Misinai means the Ika HaTeira. And how does he know that? He does an amazing thing. And it's Posh Ika Chosim and a Sefer. Okay, now I'll show you something. And it's a very important V'chule, which in the text of the Tfus was left out, which is Mamish, you know, it's very important, okay? And it was in the original text of the Ram in the Arabic of V'chule. We'll see what it means. We'll see what it's referring to. Vuhu Dvar Hashem Yis'ale Alei Eilai Hohoro Ve'yeshom V'etnu l'cho es luchais ho'evin. Es luchais v'chule. And l'choyu was not interested. He's not interested in luchais ho'evin. He's interested in ha'tera v'ha'mitzvah. Okay? Which is his take in the Gemara Brachos Daf Hey. I'm not getting into all the gifts in the Gemara Brachos. I'm not even interested in that now. But his take, as you see in Agdomo, is ha'tera is the mitzvahs, and the mitzvah is the Torah Shvapeh, which explains the Torah. Okay? So that's what he's talking. Nemu, the Moshe Misinai, is the Torah Shabiksav and the Torah Shvapeh, which have to do with mitzvahs. Which is a shiur, a separate shiur in itself, which the Ramban, the Gemara, and Eruvin came to say the Mishnah, that's what the Moshe learned with Aaron now, and the Reviu, and then with Zakenim and Kolom. This was the Mikroyos, which were written down of the Psukim of the mitzvahs, with the Teresh of Alper related to them. So what he's done is, he's defined what Sinai means. What does Sinai mean? Now, that's an amazing thing. What does Sinai mean? Sinai means not the Ten Commandments. Sinai means Ale Eli Hohoro. V'yayesham. V'yetna l'cho es haluch es lucha yisraeven. V'hateira v'amitzvah. And that is the ikateira. And he's very careful. Ikateira. Because the mitzvah she'enu nogis l'deiris are also teira. But not ikateira. Okay? And that's what he did, like an amazing thing. He's redefined with this pasuk what Sinai is.
Which Gersha has a Torah mitzvah in it?
There's no Gersha, but the question is the Vechule. Because you look in the text of Frankel Rambam, the way it was in Rochaim Heller, there's no Vechule. It's just Luchais, it stops.
Oh, so they took out the Vechule also, not just the Torah mitzvah.
No, the Vechule. No, the Torah mitzvah was never there. The Torah mitzvah was never there, but when he wrote Vechule, it's like Ikachos Mera Sefer, but what he had in mind was that part of Torah mitzvah, that's Vechule.
Wow.
And that's he's just trying to say, he's just trying to tell, he's talking about how Sinai, Ale Eli Ahola. But you can't understand this line without Takdom and Mishneh Torah. That's what he's doing, I think. Now it makes a perfect sense. And that's what he did. By doing this, he made the Nem of the Moshe Misinai Ikateira. By defining Sinai is Alei Elai Ahora, V'yet Ne've'yeshon V'yet Ne'lochos as Luchas Ha'ev V'ateir V'amitzvah. Okay? Now, let's continue. Just line by line. Let's give the Rambam a chance to see what he's saying. Ubebeir omru, this appears shemakubal. And Mikra, here he is attacking the Ramban, and they're at 180 degrees. They're just a different world. Because the Ramban says in Cherish Aleph that Chazal, in using the words Mikra, is talking about some drasha which is really not real. And the Ram is saying that's a Pirush HaMekubal and Masechta for Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is pivotal over here, because if you deny this, you lost everything. Ubebeya Omru. Ubebeya Omru, Mikra. Okay? Teira Tziva Lonu Moshe Moirosha. Okay. Now he learns, you see, there's an amazing thing over here. There is a gematria, okay? There is a gematria. We'll see the gematria, okay? But the question is the stamma gematria in the word teira, or this word, teira tzivo, this posit, the chachmei ha-mesira have taken to define what the Tayag Mitzvah is all about. And the Ram says the latter. It's not just Stam. You see, the Ramban is learning that the Tof Reshid Aleph is Stamba Gematria. The Ram's learning with his Pirusha Mekubal, and that somehow the Gematria goes with the Pirusha Mekubal, that Kilu the Mesire is that Teira Tzivu Lono Moshe, that the Tanyag Mitzvahs are Moilosha. And that's what the Pasuk says. And that's why he's very careful, and he adds over here the word, even when he says, my claw, Teira Tzivu, you have to look, check out Charlie Morgan, it's not the gate to anything now. He's very careful. Teira Tzivu Lono Moshe, Moilosha. He's very careful. The Maikor, or the deep posik, which the Chachmei HaMaseir and the Matiki HaShmur are learning out Tayag, is not Stam Teira Tzivu Lono Moshe, but Teira Tzivu Lono Moshe Meirosha. Okay, it's amazing. Okay. Klaima, Minyan Teira, Vushesh Meois, Viachas Esre. Okay, and this is an amazing thing, because this is a mida from Lamed Beis Midas of Rabbi Elazar ben Yosi HaGalili, which works through the mida shedosh versus agoda. So the question is, what is the efficacy of this, and can you have a pirush mekubal based on it? I'm not getting, that goes into what we were talking about last time, but that's what he's doing here.
How do we know it's a pirush mekubal?
I think that's the word of a Be'omu. That's what I think he means, and that we have to check this out. But I remember discussing in this with Rav Kapach.
He says Meferisham, right? Kapach.
Yeah, but I understand Rav Korach. I remember discussing this with him. And he thought it very well could mean a Pirush Mekubal, but okay, that's what the okay. So that's what you have, okay. Now what happens is that I assume that V'Anochi V'Lo Yiyeh Mipi HaGvura Shamum is also part of this Messiah. There's a Messiah with a Gematria plus the Anoichi and the Lo Yiyeh, Ubehem Nishmo Sheish Meis Meshalosh Esrei Mitzvahs, Yitzah Bezeh Asimah Shadova Shetzivu Loro Moishe V'lo Shamu Ki Imimenu Hu Minyan Teira, V'Korom Moirosho Kilas Yaakov, U'mitshin Enegz L'Dereis Eino Lono Moirosho Shalei Tiga Yusha El Aldobo Shiasmid the Deiris. Okay, see how this again. Okay, that's what he did. This Teiris Sivu Lono Moshe Meirosha Kilis Yaakov. Okay, that's part of the whole Jerusha. Now, next. Okay, so this. Okay, now what I want to tell you is the Ramban attacks the Rambam and says in the second Dibur there are basically five Lavim, and the first Dibur is one mitzvah, so why do you only end up with two? Okay,
not a question on the Gemara though.
Why? Because he says then the first two Dibros, there were only two mitzvahs. You have the question is, how do you work it out? You have the Lo Yiyeh, it's all one Lav of Avodah Zarah, and the Anoichi is a mitzvah from there. Or you knock out the first mitzvah and you have two in the second one. And that's what he learns in the Bahag. The Bahag doesn't have the mitzvah Anoich Hashem Elokecha. Okay? But yes, in the Rambam, the how does it happen? Okay? So, I'll ask you something, okay? Do you always find it odd that Kiyu, they heard the first two Dibros and not the rest? you don't get an impression, you know, reading the Pesukim, the Torah, that something like this happened?
Well, the first tour in Lashon,
okay, I don't know. The Ramban talks, I know the Ramban talks about it in that fashion, but, you know, do you see anything in the, you know? You don't get that impression, correct? In fact,
at the end it says Moshe takes their place and hears them, but not till the end.
Yeah.
Sounds the opposite. Yeah, storyline.
I understand that. So I want to explain to you what the Rambam did over here, okay? And this is also amazing, okay? This is an amazing thing. See, the Rambam in the Nevuchim has a discussion, it says, in the Torah, Kol Dvorim, okay? Kol Dvorim, he starts the following. He says, in prophecy, in prophecy, they are metaphysical principles. And the principle is that if you are not worthy, you have achson and midas, you cannot receive the nevuah. So the question is, what happened in Har Sinai? Did everyone receive the nevuah or not? So Ram says that's impossible. So you have a problem over here. If Klai Yisrael heard the first two dibros, and they didn't hear Nevuah, so how did it happen? Okay? And then he says that the Torah was very careful to say, Kol Dvorim. Okay? It's not, there was no Dvorim, they heard only the Kol of the Dvorim. And the Kol Dvorim was in the whole 10 Dibros. So if the whole Kol Dvorim was only 10 Dibros, so what does it mean that they heard the first two? And the truth is, it's only those two. How do I know that? Because the Rambam is very careful in his Minyan HaMitzvos and Mitzvasei Aleph. He quotes this as a raya for Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He says, "Ubesev kmo makis al mushesh meres ushalosh esrei midei mitzvos nemru Moshe b'Sinai. My kro teret zivolanu Moshe klima minyan tera v'ikshu al ze v'yomu tera begematia hochi have shesh mea v'chatzorei have." Okay? That's Mitzvah Sei Aleph. And he does the same thing with Loisa Sei Aleph. Leisa Se Aleph. So like this. Hoishena mitz Leisa Se He Azhoa Shehuzuru Milahalois Adaitenu Shesh Elokus Lizulosoi Yisale Vomo Yisreme Miliaches Loi Amiro Loye Locho Elokim Acherim Alponai Ukfan is Boyer Besef Makis Shehalav hazeh hu mechlal sheish meois u'sholish eschei mitzvois v'omom shom sheish meois u'sholish eschei mitzvois nemu l'moshe b'Sinai kvar bi'anu b'mitzvah rishonu mitzvaseh. So he quotes it only by the first two. Okay. So the question is, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Because in the first two dibros, the question is, but the truth is, the first two dibros l'chayla are not meaningful in terms of anything, because we don't know, something changed. It was all called Dvarim all the time. So the answer is like this. The pshat is like this.
The dry cleaning wants to take your bag of stuff.
I don't know if there's a bag. I have to show my wife. Just one second.
Let me tell you. Can't. Turn off this good guy. Just kept knocking,
So, like, shots like this.
What?
The Rambam, shh! The Rambam is very careful, okay? Remember,
what?
In the beginning of Shoresh Chi, shh! Remember the beginning of Shoresh Chi, the Rambam says that there are four types of mitzvahs. They're deis, okay? They're deis. They're ma'asim, okay? They're pulois. They're amidres. And there's amira, correct? In the second dibur, there are mitzvahs of pu'ula. Yaratim mishtachaveh. That's a pu'ula. These mitzvahs are deis. Leida. And you can't be Yale Aladas. And the Rambam says very carefully, shh. The Rambam says very carefully, okay? The Rambam says very carefully that they understood the dais from the Kol Devarim. So there was no difference between the first two dibbers and anything else. It was all the Kol Devarim, but those mitzvahs, which were deis, which the seichel can comprehend, those they understood. The shamum means an intellectual understanding. That's the pshat and Rambam. So it's beautiful. There's no difference between the two. And it's taka only these two. And that's where he goes out of his way in the first mitzvah say and the first mitzvah said to mention them. Okay? See, the Ramban learned that there was a difference between the first two dibros and afterwards. So he asked the kasha, there's the five lavim. So what happened according to you, the Ramban, you count five lavim? I don't count five. You count five. That's not a problem. Okay? Now next, food. V'anechi, v'anechi v'loyiyah, the Gemara is very meduyik. V'anechi v'loyiyah, mi piyag v'lo shamu. U'behem nishmu, nishlamu, sheish meyois, v'sholash esrei mitzvahs, Yitza b'zeh asimun she'adovo she'tzi v'lo r'moyshe v'lo shamnu v'lo shamanuhu ki imimenu u'minyin teira v'moyshe rabbeinu v'kolom moyrosha kilas yakev. I'm just a little bit confused. I'm not sure, you know, the in other words, does the Moirosha go on these two mitzvahs also to Hef Makadosh Baruch Hu? Because he goes out of his way that it's going on these. Okay, good. That's not my issue now, okay? U mitzvah she'eno noheges l'deireis eino lonu Moirosha. It's not a Moirosha. Sh'letiko Yerusha ki'im ma shiasmi l'deireis. See, here now, he's defined Ika HaTeira as Sinai, HaTeira VaMitzvah, and Teira is Taf Resh Yud Aleph, and those are Meirosha. That's how he defined it. So he ended up that even though in terms of Mikros HaTeira, it could have been a Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it missed that it's not Nemar Moshe Misinai. So it's Teira, but it's not Moroshe, it's not Sinai. It's not Sinai. Sinai is Alei Elai Ahora V'et Nocholuchos Evin V'Teira Teira Mitzvahs. That's major. Like, you know, he turned the world around without telling you what he did. You know, it took me a while to figure out what he was saying, but I think this is what he's saying. You know, I don't think I added anything. V'chein. Now he does a second one, okay? V'chein. Mima she'omru. She called Eva ve'Eva. And he does something, ki'ilu, okay? He throws in a ki'ilu. V'chei mima she'omru, she called Eva ve'Eva, ki'ilu hu yitzave le'odom basiyas mitzvah, v'chol yoyim v'yoyim ki'ilu yaze oise me'aveira. Okay? See, here he did a major thing, okay? You see, he doesn't quote the Gemara Makkos, he's quoting Tetchum. Because the Gemara Makkos, all it says is that there are Ramach and Shasan. The Ramach mitzaseh kineged evorim, and Shasan kineged shnoi sacham. Okay? But there's no relationship between that and the mitzvahs. Chazal just said that's what it's a simon. Okay? What he sees in the Medrash, and even though he said in the Psicha that it's a drash, it's a major thing. He's calling it a drash there, but he's ready to bring in his raya over here. And he said it's ki'ilu. He said it's ki'ilu. And that's what he's trying to stress, that it's a drash. Because the yomim are not being mazir. The evolim are not saying asei bi mitzvah. But he's saying something else. He says that the Chachmei HaMesira would never use a moshel, even derech drash, which is not lamidah. And since they say that it's ki'ilu, it must mean that logically the mitzvahs exist as long as the days exist. Kimei Hashemayim al Oretz. And if it exists, Kimei Hashemayim al Oretz, it exists with the days of the world, or the volume of man, so it means that it's defined again as Tayyag. And it means that that it's Marasha. Tayyag is Marasha. And that's what he just did. That's amazing.
And he had no problem taking the 365 only one on the Losa says, but he's transferring that.
No, because he says both. He says one second. Because he says Ki'ilu. He says the Eva, because man himself has his Evolim. So as long as man exists, these mitzvahs exist also. So it's the solar year and the solar year and the Evolim. Raya al shaminyan hazeh lo yechse la'olam. V'ilu hoya michlal haminyan mitzvahs she'eino noigis l'deirais hinei haklolus hazeis techsa bizman she'istayim chiyu hamitzvahi v'lo hoya maimo hazeh mushlom ki'im bizman mugbo. which is not true. So, as I told you, even though he says in the Psicha that this is only a drasha, he wouldn't have done that. Because he can't use the Chachmei HaMeseira. The Chachmei HaMeseira wouldn't have used the drasha if it's not Lamitai. Now, in Mitzvah, in Mitzvah Seh Kuf Pei Zayin, he's Mavayeh, what the issue, on Mitzvah Seh Kuf Pei Zayin. He's pointing out there in Kuf Pei Zayin, Mitzaseh Kuf Pei Zayin, that the Chivas Gavra is a Moirasha, is always. Even though the Chefs of Isa might not be Kaim, that's irrelevant. The Minyan of Mitzis is a Minyan of Chivas Gavra, or Isui Gavra. So there is. Therefore, the day is a mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim legabi zayin amimim, even though they're not kain b'poil. And that's mistaba because it's called eva ve'eva ki'ilu. Talking about a chiddush gavra.
How do you distinguish between this and Chovas Gavra to take a double portion of mun on Friday or whatever, that you don't have the chefs of the mun later, but you,
the question is, was it only said what, how the mitzvah was said? It was only said by Midbar, and the assumption is that it was only said by Midbar.
So Midbar is a special chisaron of the,
no, because it was only said for the zman. That's what he says over here, zman mugbo. Here wasn't said for zman mugbo. Okay. That's the point. Okay? Now, here's another very important point. And this you'll... And the Rambam, I think, his main tefiyah, his main taina on Halachas Gedolos, it's not, this shayish or that shayish or this issue or that. Okay? But the Rambam says that you have to deal with minyan mitzvah in a very organized fashion and general principles. And the Bahag, there are no principles. And things change just as the wind blows. And that's what he's saying over here. Because if you recall what he did in Sherish Aleph, okay, he says, if you had to count Mikra Megillah and Hanukkah, why don't you count Elvin and Yodayim? Okay? Shnius Larayis or whatever, okay? So, that's one. In other words, it's arbitrary. And Cherish Beis, he asks himself, if he counts Ribui, why does he count this ribui and not the ribui of Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha? And if he counts drushes, why does he count this or not? And if he's counting Yud Gimel Midas, it goes into Alofim. So how can you differentiate? Again and again, how could you work within a klal that it doesn't follow rhyme or reason? Okay? How can you take this one and not that one without any clear explanation? And that's what he says over here. He says, "Ukvatoa zulasenu gam b'sherish hazeh umona b'galal shedoch kotzer is a mashu rochav," because he has a problem with the numbers, even though it's very clear how you can get these mitzvahs. Because his back's against the wall, he doesn't use the klal and he pulls things out from Midbar, even though they shouldn't have been. And he can't explain why he takes this mitzvah and not that mitzvah. And that's what he does here also. Because if you take lo yor kibalas hakodesh, why don't you take asay lechon neis v'sim asay lechon nochash v'sim al neis? You know. V'lo yavo lilois kibalas hakodesh umono v'lo yavo oyd shebalavim. Okay, we'll see about that mitzvah Hashem. V'gam elu em nogas adoyres ki b'midbo. And that's the Rambam's opinion. The AFP, and this will have to take off, this is not for now, Remez. L'goyne v'sakasvo, to steal in klishois of mikdosh, v'lo yavo lirois, which is noig l'deris, g'mos Sanhedrin. So how can you say it's not noig l'deris? Harayaspik b'yomam remez, and it's an amazing thing that you can have a pashe dekor which is l'shaw, and you can have a remes which is l'deris, and that's what happens over here. But again, what do you have over here? Minyan mitzvahs is a minyan mikor satera, so pashe dekor is very important. And over here lo yiro lirois is not a pirush makubo, it's only a remes. So a meila, that's not a minion. Okay? How yaspik be omum remes, ushapash the core eno bedobazir, the gam eno mechlau mochui meise shamayim. Okay? Because if it had been serious, of lo yor lo kabbalas hakodesh b'meisu, okay, there should have been achim misa shemayim, and it's only a remes, so that's the raya. Kamo she is boy b'tisefta, which is sefta and zvochim and the gemara Sanhedrin. Okay. V'chein. Ani mispale mize shemono es halavim halolu. Now here's at the same attack. Why do you differentiate? Lomo loimono omroi b'mon ish al yoyse al yivose al yoyse imenu ad boike. Okay, he says the lav. And here the Rambam has done a major thing, because it's not clear that this is a lav, it might be a shlila. It just can't happen. Maybe it's not a sol b'chol. There's a chiskuni. Mikos halol, he says, in Shmos Tezayin Dalet. Ainon sivui, elo omol lehem hakadosh baruch hu, kach b'kach ani oise, v'kach b'kach yeyose, v'kach b'kach yare. V'aron dichsiv, v'kamon ish al yoise mimenu. So it's not even a sivui. So you know, the Rambam's whole taina is he has an assumption that it's an ashala, but the chizkuni says the shlila. The meshech chokhma also like this. Says the shlila in Yud Beis, in Bo Yud Beis Perik Tes Yud Al Tochu Menu No. He said it's not as whole, but it's about caution because it's pulas hevel. It's a pulas hevel to leave it in the morning. So you know, it's a bakosha, it's a request. And the Medrash is also mashma that it's a pulas hevel. It's a Medrash tanchuma in Parashat Tetzaveh, Simen Zayin, Kvod Chachom in Cholu, Eilam Moshe V'Alam, Ksilim Miriam, Uksilim Meirim Koloim, Eilam Dosam V'Aviram. Lomo, Bishosho and Amon Yisrael, Oma Moshe, Ish al Yosim imenu ad boike, Vulishomu al Moshe, Vyosiru anoshim imenu ad boike, Umi hoyu elu dosa vavio, but ksil. It's a pulis hevel. This is l'chayu lentchum. But the Rambam clearly learns that it's an ashova, and that's his kasha. But again, the stirim in Eubay. Either you count them all or you don't count them all. How do you do this? Okay. Now here is also a major thing. Then it teaches like this. V'omo yis'ale al totzir es moyav v'al tizgo bo milchomo. Okay. V'cheinu ashoro shebob mnei amon al tetzur al tizgo bo. And this is not l'deiris. Okay. See, here the very important thing. The Rambam put their mitzvahs, okay, in Reish Shilchos Melachim, Yud Beis, Lishloach Sholoim, Liyoshvei Ir, Keshetzorom Aleo, V'lodim Bo, Kashi Mufurish Batera, V'im Yat Tashlim, V'im Loi Tashlim. You have to send Sholoim. Yud Gimel, Shlo Lidrois Sholoim Mi'amur Moyev, Bilvad, Kishitzorom Aleo. So there's an assay of Kriya Sholem B'chol Melchomo, and it's a lav miyuchot by Amor Moyav not to be Sholech Sholem. And that's a Perek Vav, Aloch Aleph and Vav, Ein Oysim Melchom in Mordem B'Oil L'Majikolim L'Sholem, Echo Mechemez Meshus, Echo Mechemez Mitzvah, Shneemo Kisiko Lili Lochim Aleo B'Kol L'Chol Sholem, Im Mishlimo B'chule, Shneemo L'Masa L'Lucho, Amor Moyav Ein shochin lohem l'sholem shneim l'sir shleimum v'tevosim kol yamecho. Amochachomim l'fi shenema v'krosi leh l'sholem yocho amur moyev kein tamaloyim l'sir shleimum v'tevosim. L'fi shenema imcho yeshe b'kirbom v'tevloi loy teinenu yocho amur moyev tamaloyim v'tevosim. The Alpha P she ain't shol and mishleim and mishlimu me'atzmum tchilam akav noisa. Okay, and also in minyan mitzvah loisa mitzvah nunvav he she sul mahashlim imamur moyev v'zeshakay yisala tzivonu chenobel ilochem liyish nishmi anchelo. That's only in ukeshivakeish mehem she ashlimu imono v'im imsoei v'yodeinu osi lichamu lahogam. כמו שביאן מצד קופצאי למצד עשי, חוץ מהר המויר, שלא נסנהג עמוהם המינג הזה, אבל יסהו יסהו מקוי לו לשאול לבקש להם שאול. הוא אומר יסעה להם, ועשו לי שלום, ואני קורא את הספרי, afterwards. This is the whole discussion. So therefore, hey יויס, there's a lav l'deir shol l'shleich sholim la'amru moyer b'shas mulchomo. So, if there's an east mulchomo l'deiris, how could it be? If he can't fight with them, so what's a lav of being k'ir sholim b'shas mulchomo? See, he learns from this that it's muchach that these two lav which he mentioned here were only harasho. And that's his kasha. And that l'chira, you shouldn't say that the makor for the Ram is the Breach is Rabo, that this love is not knowing the Moshe Mashiach. The Ram should say it's knowing it to the Moshe Mashiach. It's not Mashmah. The Ram is Mashmah. It's only a Rosh Hashanah. And the Ram doesn't have Bukhar, there should be an Isa. At least until you most Mashiach, there should be discussion of that. There's no discussion of that. So the Isa is only according to the Rambam, is a Hiro Ashur, and that's the Dini of the Rambam, and Hilchos Melachim, Umachatz Pasei Moyer, Ze David, V'chein Urim, V'yachis Moyer, V'yemodei, V'chevo. So it's mashma the Rambam that the Issa is a Rosh Hashanah unto Yerushalayim. And that's the pshat in this posuk. But the Ramban's not like this. The Ramban in Dvorim, Chof Gimel, posuk Zayin, Lo Sidu Shleim, the Sile, the Amru Moye, the Issa Mocham, the Deres. But it's only Nachlosim. But in other places, there's no Issa. It's only Nachlosim. And that's the Ramban's way of getting at it. The Ram says that it's Harasha. And that...
The Ramban accepts this principle that you can't, you don't count something that's not the Doros.
What?
The Ramban accepts this principle, you don't count
something. He tries to explain the Halachas Gedolos that if the Inyan is Kayim Lederos, you might also count it. But that's not really the discussion over here. But that's the issue. Okay? And that's what the Ram is doing. Okay? So, okay, that's it. We'll get closest. Yes, I will have that. Save it.